We'll hear plenty about it in about 6-7 weeks' time after the general election as Minister prepared to head off to foreign lands for St. Patrick's Day. But the undocumented in America and indeed their Irish diaspora has to be more than a St. Paddy's Day event. And as you can see in terms of the 50,000 people who are undocumented in America, many of them are being deported, you know, without any fanfare, without any media attention, you know, from America. Their families disrupted to being sent back to Ireland. And the government haven't really taken this on in a serious way. And what we're seeing now in Australia, given the huge number of people who've emigrated to that country in the last number of years, with 27,000 people alone in 2014, is we now have people who've overstayed their visas. Some of them are being deported. And this Christmas, what we have seen is people not able to come home for the Christmas holidays to visit their parents, people now not able to come home for family funerals or family weddings, because they now are the new undocumented Irish, but now this time there in Australia. And what the government needs to do is step up to the mark, support the support groups over there and enter into engagement with these administrations to get bilateral agreements to regularise these individuals.
Ultimately, do you believe that that is going to be possible, that the Australian and Irish governments working together can come up with a formula which will address this issue, or is it going to continue to be a case where Australia is trying to limit the number of migrants coming in?
You know, hand in heart on this here, like, we can't be sure what would happen. We can't be sure if we were successful in getting a bilateral arrangement. The only thing I would say is that there is goodwill towards the Irish across the globe. The Australian authorities have goodwill towards the Irish, and indeed the Americans have. And I don't think we've been pushing the door hard enough. The attempts by the government in terms of the undocumented Irish revolve around St. Paddy's Day. As I said, it seems to be just an afterthought in a speech or a comment that will be passed to the administration. But this needs to be an all-round, all-year event. And in terms of the support that we're seeing to support groups over there that are helping people, because many of our Irish diaspora are not, you know, living the high life in these far off lands. I've been there. I've been to Australia. I've, you know, sat with the families who've moved from Donegal and elsewhere and moved to Australia. I've talked to the support groups who've been there supporting the Irish who've fallen on hard times, who can't afford to come back home. And when you look at the level of funding that's been provided to these groups, 400,000 to support the entire Irish diaspora in Australia is pathetic. 23% cut in funding since 2008. And the government just need to step up to the mark. And I think there's goodwill there, and there would be cross-party support if they try to do it. We've done it in America in the past with the Morrison visas, you know, when the political will was there, when people pushed open doors. And I, for the sake of those people that are undocumented at this point in time in America, I'm now becoming undocumented in Australia, I think they deserve better from this government.